One of the world's top sopranos, Christine Brewer, comes to Lammermuir Festival for the first time this autumn to sing Strauss's four last songs, a work she has sung many times before. She tells us about her journey with these songs.
It's such an interesting piece for me because I first heard it when I was about 18, and I heard Heather Harper sing them in St. Louis with Leonard Slatkin conducting the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And I went right out and bought the score and took it to my voice teacher. And thankfully, he was a very wise man, and he said, well, you're too young to sing these, because I was only 18. And he said, but you know what you could do is study the poems for about 20 years. And I did almost wait 20 years to sing them. I was in my 30s when I first sang them. And I think that was very good advice, because these songs, I think, not only take a voice that is more mature, but also life experience that is a little bit more mature. And I know in the years I've sung them, I've changed so much, and my life has changed. And so, as a result, my interpretation of the songs has also changed. I performed Four Last Songs was with the Bournemouth Symphony, and Andrew Litton was conducting, and it was in 1993. And the only reason I know all of this is because it's one of the few scores that I sing which I kept track of in the front of the score, with the dates and who was conducting and what was the orchestra and what were the venues. And the performance I do in September will be my 96th performance of the pieces. And to date, I've sung these songs in 15 countries on 5 continents with 39 conductors. I think that, as I say quite often when I discuss these pieces, my point of view has changed because my life has changed in 10 years. Things that have happened in my life, certainly the death of my mother, was very, very difficult for me. And after her death, I sing the songs differently. They have a different meaning to me. I think performing these songs in a beautiful venue, as we will be in September, are going to enhance them, for me especially, because, and especially singing them in September. One of the songs, the second song, is entitled September. And when people ask me, which one is your favorite? It's hard to say. Most people would probably pick the third song as the favorite. It's the one with the beautiful violin solo, and then the voice comes in and joins the violin to just soar to this eternity. But in some ways, the second one is my favorite. The September is always tugs at my heart because it's about the end of the summer and how the rose is looking around the garden and sees that everyone's sort of died. And you know, we just want to grasp that last little breath of summer. And so that, I think singing them in September is going to be very poignant. And you know, I don't think these songs are morbid. I don't think that they will indeed bring tears to some people's eyes, and quite often when I'm rehearsing them, they bring tears to my eyes. Even talking about it makes me a little choked up. But I don't think they're really sad songs necessarily. I think they're uplifting. I think they're valedictory songs. They're the poems are about nature and how nature speaks to our hearts, how we hear the birds singing, and how we see these beautiful vistas and how it makes us thrill, you know. So that's what I try to bring out when I'm singing the four last songs. If someone said to me, you can only sing one composer's music for the rest of your life, if I really had to, you know, make a choice, Strauss would probably be that composer. I think he wrote so beautifully for the soprano voice. He wrote so beautifully for the French horn. His father was a French horn player. His wife was a soprano. And I have to think that maybe when he was writing some of these things, he would have Paulina sing them, and then he would say, well, you know, how does that feel? How does that sound and feel in your voice? And as a result, his writing for the soprano is just sublime.
Christine sings the four last songs with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra under Martin Brabbins on Saturday the 20th of September at 7 p.m. in the beautiful medieval church of St Mary's in Haddington. See www.lammermuirfestival.co.uk for more details and tickets, or call the box office on 01314732000.